If you are looking for somewhere for Christian worship in Prague, there are several places where you can attend regular Sunday services in English. One thriving English-speaking Christian community is the Anglican Congregation, which meets every Sunday at St. Clement's Church in the Old Town. Services are well attended, but in the 20 years since the fall of communism, the Anglican chaplaincy has not always had a smooth ride, and for the second time in just over a decade, its future is uncertain.
I'm the Reverend Ricky Yates, and I'm the chaplain of St. Clement's Anglican Episcopal Church here in Prague, and I've been here since September 2008. During the communist era, there were occasional services in the British Embassy looked after by a clergyman who'd come by train from Vienna. Since the Velvet Revolution, there have been regular services from 1990, when the congregation moved from the British Embassy to share St. Clement's Church, which belongs to the Czech Evangelical Brethren.
And it's worth adding that St. Clement's is actually a beautiful church, isn't it? It's a late Gothic church down by the river, just on the edge of the old town of Prague.
Yes, it's a wonderful building. Christian worship has taken place on the site for 1,000 years. The building itself has Romanesque foundations.
Now, when we think of the Anglican Church, we think of England or Britain. But in fact, the Anglican community in Prague is very international, isn't it?
Yes. As is, of course, the Anglican Communion across the world. And so within our congregation, we have a minority of Brits and probably a minority of people who are Anglican as such by original background. But basically, on any Sunday, we have into double figure nationalities within the congregation.
In the late 1990s, Prague's Anglican congregation suddenly found itself, rather unexpectedly, on the wrong side of Czech law. It became an accidental victim of legislation that aimed to clamp down on religious sects, some of them far from transparent, that were trying to take hold in the Czech Republic. David Holton, Professor of Liturgy at Prague's Charles University, explains.
The churches receive money from the state, and a law was passed that required a certain number of members for each church who were required to be Czech citizens or permanent residents. There was no possible way that the Anglican congregation would ever have the number sufficient to meet that quota.
The Anglican chaplaincy found a rather ingenious solution. Ricky Yates again.
Our legal status here in the Czech Republic since the year 2000 is as the English-speaking parish of the Old Catholic Church in the Czech Republic.
What the congregation did was to place itself under the wing of the one Czech church that traditionally enjoys full communion with the Church of England. Its name, the Old Catholic Church, makes it sound both very ancient and Roman Catholic. But in fact, as Professor Holton explains, the Old Catholic Church is neither.
The Old Catholic Church is a very, very small church. It's a particularly small church in this country because it's had a very sad history. Its origins are from the 19th century, and the issues surrounding its creation were reactions among Roman Catholic scholars against the First Vatican Council, the idea of the universal jurisdiction of the papacy, the dogma of the Immaculate Conception, and the dogma of papal infallibility. It attracted, first of all, a lot of German professors in Germany, and consequently it attracted a lot of Germanophones here in Bohemia.
So we're talking here about mainly about the region known as the Sudetenland, the border regions.
Almost all the parishes were in the old Sudetenland, except for one Czech-speaking congregation here in Prague. And the tragedy was, of course, after the end of the war with the expulsion of the Germans, 95% of the old Catholic church population was expelled. After that, they had a very dotted history because The then bishop refused to collaborate with the communists. He was declared insane by the government, removed from his see, not allowed to set foot in the part of the country that contained his own cathedral. And it was really only in the waning years of communism, and particularly after communism, that the church was allowed to be reborn. And now, quite interestingly, the vast majority of the parishes are in Czech-speaking parts of the country that had no German predecessors.
By placing itself under the old Catholic Church, the Anglican parish in Prague has secured its status in the Czech Republic. But now it is facing another problem, familiar to congregations around the world, that of money.
The main problem really that has arisen is that whereas in the early years after the fall of communism, you had quite a number of wealthy business people who came here to head up the Czech branch of international companies, some of whom were people of faith and therefore worshipped at the church, whereas now those jobs tend now to be held by Czechs. And what the congregation these days is made up of people who predominantly do not earn great sums. A lot of people are teachers of English as a foreign language, students, and therefore raising the money that we need to raise, which is about 1.3 million crowns a year, about $1,300 US a week to run the church. And that often surprises people, but as I said, so much of the costs are paying the chaplain, paying for housing, as well as obviously the rental costs and other expenditure incurred in running a church.
And so right now you're facing a financial shortfall.
Indeed. And although in 2009 we've increased our income, we still have a shortfall of over 300,000 crowns for the year. And unless we start getting in as much as it costs to run, then the reserves are likely to run out by the end of 2010.
Some people, including David Holton, see the solution in integrating the Anglican congregation more fully into the old Catholic Church, with the possibility, at least in the longer term, of the parish being led by an English-speaking Czech priest from the old Catholic Church.
That's certainly possible, and that certainly would be desirable, because de jure, St. Clement's is a fully incorporated part of the old Catholic Church, but the reality is that there are only very few people who can take advantage of that. What's quite significant, though, is that the status of St. Clement's within the Old Catholic Church here has become a model for the Anglican Old Catholic relationships in Europe as a whole.
But not everyone would welcome this change. St. Clement's is a broad church, and the Anglican chaplain in Prague has to play a delicate balancing act in an international congregation, including everything from Methodists to High Church Anglicans. Any shift in this equilibrium could lead to a split in the congregation. Most people I spoke to seemed in favour of keeping the status quo. But if the chaplain is to stay for the coming years, as Ricky Yates himself points out, the congregation is going to have to dig a fair bit deeper.
Really, we have to say to the congregation, and those particularly who come occasionally to worship, that if you want the congregation to be here, you've got to pay for it and try to educate people what it actually does cost.